Rebel Radio. My name is Erin Ryan, and my in-studio guest filling in for Bill is Debbie Bochkova.
Hi, Erin.
Bill's at work. We are actually pre-recording this, so it's going to seem a little bit different than normal, but the show will air in April of 2019, just in case we air it again later and maybe some political things have changed or whatever. We get burned on that periodically. I air things from during the Obama administration, and we make mean comments, and people are like, what are you hating on Trump for? I'm like, oh, sorry, wrong president. So I've started giving it a little bit of a framework of date. All right, so you can find everything about the show at We the People Radio. Radio.us. We've got archives up for you that date back 10 years almost, and they all go commercial free the afternoon of the program. I wanted to also do the commercial. Normally I harass Bill about the commercial. This is really not very fun. Bill starts the commercial and then I interrupt, you know, and so that's, we're not doing that today. So the sponsor for this hour is Team Power.
Who's Team Power?
Exactly. Thank you. Debbie will be playing the part of Erin today. Let's see. Team Power is the local Kubota dealer. You can find them at 530-226-9226. They are located at 3119 Twin View Boulevard in Shasta Lake City. And bottom line is if you have a tractor or a mower, and obviously spring is coming, so you might want to get that serviced. Otherwise, they will be busy and not be able to fit you in. But give them a call, and they can take care of all your parts, service, and sales for tractors and mowers.
We need a new lawnmower at the ranch.
Well,
I get a discount?
Yeah, it's got a seat. If it's got a seat, they sell it.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, yeah, you'll get the special discount.
Which is
actually in my former retail environment, the special discount meant you were a bad customer and we charged you more. So that's not the one you really want.
I thought it was going to be something about like weed.
And it printed out on their receipt they got a special discount, which just made me laugh. Anyway, what a mean person. It's a good thing I'm not in retail anymore. and I didn't get fired. Well, actually, I kind of did by fax. That was a whole different problem. So our guest today is Dr. Willie Soon.
Awesome.
Debbie knows Dr. Willie Soon.
Mm-hmm. So, he's off the charts. I'm so excited about this interview, Erin.
Plus, it's going to be fun.
Oh, totally. This guy is the most hilarious guy. And he's a scientist. He is like a real life. In fact,
he's an astrophysicist and a geoscientist.
Probably. And this is no joke.
I don't even know what they do.
The world's leading astrophysicist.
No pressure, Willie. We did list his.
I didn't get to tell joke in the comedy club. I have to debate fine, so you guys can imagine my troubled soul, you know.
That's right. I was there. It was at the Improv in Hollywood. And they invited Dr. Willie Soon to come do comedy.
Seriously?
Seriously. And it got pretty serious, though, Dr. Soon.
Yeah, if Joe Rogan can go there, I can go there.
Yeah, why not? You throw down with them. Well, I was reading some of these things, and I thought, I'm obviously not a scientist, and I was mean when I was in retail. Wow, I'm really killing my my prospects for jobs in the future if I use this show. But since 1992, you've been an astronomer at the Mount Wilson Observatory, and received editor in the area of solar and stellar physics for New Astronomy. So you're just doing, and Debbie said your main expertise is the sun.
Yes, been studying the sun for a long time.
I mean, I know where it
and,
is, but that's pretty much
until
it.
Today, it's still hard to figure out what the sun actually do. It's a very, very complex topic because it's even more complex than Earth, actually. If you just think about Earth as a medium that has air and water and land, right? I mean, the sun is purely plasma in the sense that not the kind of blood in your, not blood. It's basically ionized plasma, which means the atoms couldn't hold on to the electrons outside, so you have they're basically split. So, you know, just very complex stuff, and there's plenty of material in it, so you can imagine how hard it is to try to describe this behavior of the sun and what it does. And of course, the most interesting question is that it can do whatever it wants, but then what impact does it have on the Earth climate system, for example, which is the primary question that I've been trying to answer for close to 30 years now, if you ask me. Yeah.
So mostly you're not pinning it all on, you know, cows and hamburgers.
Well,
and
first, First, I don't know if you guys heard the news that in Netherlands they're proposing the cow toilet. I'm not joking. At first, everybody thought, tell me it's April Fool. A lot of my friends refused to look at it. I said, dude, go click the link. It's real. But no, it's actually just an old way, according to my friends, Dennis Mitchell from Florida. This is just an old way of, you know, how some good farmers and, you know, people, cowboy, cowgirls, handle this kind of wasting, right? I mean, you know, clearly it's a smart thing to do, but then it gone so ridiculous that these people are doing it thinking that they can save the planet. I mean, this is just very, very presumptuous nonsense from all this high hogwash kind of people. But I really think that a lot of them, maybe they don't have enough spanking from their mother, you know, when they were young. Somehow we have to do something. I mean,
lack of corporate
money. I really, really do not like to speak that way, but then they really act very, like a child. I mean, that's the problem. And these folks doesn't, I mean, come on, a bartender trying to give us the direction of how we use our energy for the next century, for God's sake, you know?
She doesn't even
know numbers from anything else, and then she's going to dictate this whole thing, and then people are cheering along. And then a 16-year-old from Sweden has started to decide the fate of the planet for not studying any science of physics or chemistry or biology and skipping class and then using emotion as the answer to everything. Oh, my God, I really? I'll be crying all day long. You know, don't have to do any work just because somebody decided to tell me or brainwash my brain. I took my brain out and go wash it and then put it back, you know, in Clorox, whatever they want to do with it. I mean, it's just amazing, isn't it? I mean, the kind of world we live in now, it's a bit weird, actually. I find it very amazing, these people. Where do they get the audacity to kind of act that way and to behave that way? Perhaps it's a long history, according to some of my friend who's in a lot of this political theory and, you know, social theory of life, that we've been under the liberal education, quote-unquote. Unfortunately, the word liberal is a very good one also, but it's the progressive type who really, really saying that, oh, no kid should be different, and then they're all the same. All kids have a special talent. Well, they're a dumb kid. They're a smart kid, I'm sorry.
Yeah, there are.
I mean, we have to learn our place and properly learn something. Of course, not all kids are supposed to be Einstein. I mean, kids can do so many other things, you know? You know, and no, not everybody has to study physics. Not everybody has to study the sun. You know, you can be a farmer. You can be a good person, actually, doing some good work that is meaningful to yourself. Other than all this nonsense that they are really peddling, it's just incredible. Anyway, sorry for ranting before I even get going on anything else. You haven't even asked a single question.
We love ranting. Ashley's in the sound booth, like, you know, wiggling her fingers together like a mad scientist. That's as close to science as we're going to get today from our end. We'll do the mad scientist finger wiggle here.
But, Alec, Willie, I call Alexandria O-Communist, because that is what, you know, they're pushing, is the social engineering of society where feelings take precedence over facts.
Well, when you propose something that's trillions of dollars and they ask how you're going to pay for it, and the person has just that blank, buggy-eyed stare and says, well, we're just going to have to do it. Like, okay, so you're not an economist or a scientist.
And they haven't...
Here's a tweet that I just sent out to you guys on the state of Vermont.
Oh, I did see
it. You know, run by, of course, some of these very prominent characters. You know, what's his name? The communist number one.
Bernie?
And then, of course, the environmentalist king, Bill McKibben. I mean, those guys, perhaps they are sincere, but they are so deluded that they actually cut down all they even killed their nuclear power plant in Vermont that is really supplying a lot of energy. And they pledged that they're going to cut emission by 50% by this time. And then they shut down their nuclear plant. Now they increase their emission of CO2 by 2 times more than what the U.S. as a whole. And then they would need 407 or 500 years to replace the lost nuclear power with wind.
I guess they're not going to be driving or doing anything during that time. Hey, Willie, we have to take a really quick break. We'll be back with Dr. Willie soon. You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us. What shall we do about them when they move into your neighborhood?
go, guys. No whining this time. And one, two.
Man, it's hot in here.
Seriously, dude.
There's a crisis on the planet. It's heated up almost a whole degree. It hasn't been this hot in a long time. Not since the 16th century, when there were no evil SUVs. Stop global warming. It's up to you. The Earth's been heating up and cooling back down since the day it started spinning. Head out of the clouds.
Love it.
I just want you to know there's more.
Don't rub it in, man. Don't play songs like that. Come on. Get me really into the mood. It's very bad.
Oh, we're just getting
very
started.
Bad. We should stop Continental Drift tomorrow. Come on, guys. Stop CO2.
I want you to know that at 1:30 this morning, I stopped loading songs in, but it was really hard to weed them out. Like, who was going to make the cut and who wasn't? Because there is a lot of great material out there. A lot of great material.
Well, you know, they even have, and Dr. Willie soon knows about this, they even now have shoes, outdoor shoes, that are approved by the United Nations.
Shoes?
That are climate neutral, climate positive shoes.
I don't even know what that means.
Shoes, tennis shoes.
I know, but what does that even mean?
Dr. Soon, you're the scientist. What does that mean?
It just means to empty your pocket. Come on, you know, that's what it is. It's all about that, isn't it? No matter how pure they are, ultimately it's about the control of the purse. These folks are just really think that everybody is stupid, I mean, in a lot of ways. But thank God for the U.S. Constitution. Thank God for United States, by the way. We are among the few of those people who are still around, who at least will stick to some principle and some basic humility and ability to think for ourselves. You know what I mean? I mean, every single time there are somebody taking guns, kill somebody, they immediately want to ban guns, they want to ban this, ban that. Ban everything. Ban idea, ban brain, ban everything. I mean, are you kidding me?
No,
really need to really step back and not to mess around so much with some of us who really, believe me, if they think they're going to hang around for a long time, we are going to hang around for a long time and fight them to the end. That's about what I can say. But the problem is that there are something very meaningful about science in a lot of ways. I mean, these are stuff that actually bring you the so-called technology, the convenience of life, you know? And this is why, even for me, I have to stick more narrowly in the sense that I'm very protective of science, not to let all this committee, this and that, this National Academy of Sciences and all this big time for-profit magazine trying to tell us this and that, and building on their fake prestige, you know, who can easily be broken down one day simply because they lie all the time. They lie so much that I just couldn't take it anymore. That, you know, they are basically using, oh, this many scientists say this, say that. This many scientists say this, say that. You know, like global warming is deadly and then we have 12 years left and so on and so forth. Where it started to really go into this this brain of AOC, right? That immediately copy the same thing like a robot. I mean, by the way, she is a made-up character in a lot of sense. I don't think she's truly free in that way. Because, you know, clearly she doesn't understand a lot of issues, isn't it? She couldn't get any facts straight on the stuff on FDR. You guys may have heard of that. That, you know, the term limit stuff on the 22nd Amendment. I mean, these are stuff that's completely crazy that these folks are still getting the microphone next to her mouth and let her just... But in some sense, it's positive. In the sense that we probably can vote her out. Who knows what, right? But then again, it's just so mad that I tell you that we really cannot. We really have to fight very hard. And then my emphasis this day is actually I'm also very, very tired of going on TV, talking to all these prestigious here and there. They are just very boring to me. Because you know why? It's very simple. I'm not interested in being famous or you know, getting on this another credit. Oh, I'm on CNN how many thousands of times, whatever. You know, I write so many thousand papers that have no meaning, you know. All I'm interested in is actually make sure that kids are not being brainwashed and at least some of us still able to think for ourselves. you know, preserve our liberty and, you know, whatever, our pursuit of happiness and things like that. These are all very simple stuff that I don't think we should ever, ever give up and let them take away all this right from us. In that sense, that is what I'm all about. And I really hope that some of your listener is of the same mindset, you know, to try to see that you can find ways you can get any information on any topic. You know, scare on pollution, use the word pollution in the wrong way, you know. Scare on any other things, because scare is the ultimate weapon, right, that they're using.
Yeah,
to scare
fear,
everybody.
The fear tactics.
Oh, if you don't do this now, all the ice will melt. But how? How? Physically, you need something to melt this ice sheet that was built up millions and millions of years ago. I mean, these are all Nobel Prize guys. I mean, one guy named Steve Chu has a Nobel Prize in physics, but then he's going around using his prestige that he won a prize for something that had nothing to do with this idea on how you melt an ice sheet. He got it for something called laser confinement, of putting using laser to squeeze material ever, you know, squeeze it using the laser force. And then he go around saying that, you know, this global warming is going to melt the Greenland ice sheets. I get the liberty to ask him, how? I mean, you're such a smart guy. Why don't you explain to everybody now? I've been studying this topic. I know physics at this level, at least on the greenhouse effect. But there's just no way that you can melt the ice sheet, because CO2 is never, ever the heat source. Do you understand? CO2, you have more CO2, you are only changing the rate of how our Earth system cools itself. You're not adding heat to the system. That's a big difference. This is why the sun is always a gorilla in the whole system.
Well,
sun
and
is a heat source.
Dr. Sun,
it can be also a heat sink, because you take it away, that's it. You got no more heat. Okay?
And they're not.
This is why the sun is so important.
The United Nations, Dr. Sun, correct me if I'm wrong, isn't even considering the sun in its IPCC studies, is it?
In a way, you see, these are all basically tricks. I have to answer the question more in more subtle detail, because, of course, they include some of it. They include some of it only in a very fake way. Okay, it's a bit like, I don't know how you call it. I mean, these are folks who really, really cheat and lies all the way. And, of course, using the prestigious of quote-unquote peer-reviewed publication. By the way, publishing a scientific paper used to be a very honorable thing. These days, it's like printing toilet paper. I mean, really that bad, okay? These folks are writing, I mean, I
so
would
you're
say,
saying is Debbie and I can get a
scientific literature
paper
on climate change. I mean, 90% of those publications are not worthless. I mean, they shouldn't ever, ever be published. But they use those procedures and saying that, oh, I have scientific paper included the sun in the therefore it has to be true. But then when you look at it, did they use the best scientific knowledge, scientific understanding of this topic? Absolutely not. This is why it might as well, in some sense, it might as well say that they didn't put in the solar forcing. They actually make sure that only the sun could change by a very, very tiny amount, but essentially not changing. And then because they say they include the sun, and therefore they couldn't find the effect of the sun, it's for that reason. Because they didn't want to account for something that actually the sun could change a lot bigger, right? So this is a very crazy stuff in which that it's hard to argue with them in some sense, because they are willing to lie and cheat. This is why, in some sense, they are also very afraid of public debate with guys like me or many, many of my friends. That they are very, very afraid of doing that kind of debate, because they don't want to get into the argument in which that we can show that they are wrong. We can say that they are, because we are equally credible like them. Oh, they've been trying to discredit me, by the way. You may think I'm credible to you, but then, according to them, I'm completely dead. Because you know why? Every single piece of my work, according to them, has been debunked. But I really, really have a scratching my head on that issues. Many of them are just basically saying that, oh, your work is debunked. Oh, excuse me. Show me how. Because I have published scientific papers just like them in any of the journals that they publish in. But in science, when you exchange that kind of information, you actually publish it. You know? You let me review it, I'll show you why you are wrong. And there's no need for emotion, by the way. Science is very, very, very rational kind of thing, you know? You don't need all this emotion. You don't need all this chit-chat and all this TV nonsense. You know, you just really need to tell your scientific argument and show your calculation and show your data. So every time when it gets down to that kind of business, oh, my God, the worst possible of humanity, actually, inhumanity came out. These people are hiding data, changing data, cheating, blah, blah, blah. I don't know how many more bad things can you do in science, okay? That these people are doing that in and out every single second and of their day. And it's only a few people like us and a lot of my very, very good friends. By the way, the sad thing is, of course, I would consider myself not too extremely old, but many, many of my friends who are able to do those things like I am doing is basically retired people. So they won't be threatened by job and scared of their wife beating them up. I don't know, for not having a job or something, or have to take care of their kid because of the responsibility we have. And it is that kind of crazy pressure that they were able to kind of overcome over the last at least 30 to 40 years now, right? This kind of movement. And then all the time, while some of us who are serious in science, we ignore their very key component of what they are doing. They are basically, one of my friends, my very good friend from Ireland, frame it this way. We are basically trying to go to a gunfight with actually not even a knife, okay, with the toothpicks. You know, they are using marketing and we're using science. Excuse me, that's not going to work, okay? These people are using emotion, kids with song, showing kids are dying from Africa, hungers, and so on and so forth. Well, they are the ones that are stealing the food from the kids. This Al Gore guy.
Yeah,
right?
Trust me, when I was looking for music, all the music was sung by little kids.
In so blatant way, no wonder some of us who actually understand something about life are resisting and fighting them, isn't it? So I know Debbie and I share that passion, so this is why I can get along very well with her, no problem. We even have a lot of fun, to put it this way. So
we've been around the world together, Willie. We've been around the world
together. You might as well have fun if
you know,
yeah,
from Paris, isn't it?
Yeah.
From Paris to this, and now you're coming to Calgary to
All right,
to
hang on, kids.
By the way, I promise you, man, anybody who actually can go to Calgary, man, I got hot stuff coming.
Oh.
Brand new stuff that all of a sudden, ping, the whole thing fell into my head.
Can't wait.
I run into the idea came to me. I didn't come to the idea.
All right, we've got to take a really,
and
really
it's all beautiful, by the way.
We got a really quick
like
break here. Break time, Willie. Break time. We have to have a really fast break here, but I'm going to play one of my favorite songs that Debbie sent to me for today. It's called "While Glaciers Weep," which will make you weep. But I just want you to know you won't be able to. Glaciers is pronounced glaciers in the song.
Are we allowed to cry on the radio?
I would. Man, my husband begged me to turn it off last night.
Oh,
you're
I'm
listening to We the People.
Laughter right now.
Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us. And I have posted this video, by the way. Hit it, Ashley.
I look at you now, see your temperature rising. While mighty glaciers weep, I look at you now, see your oceans arising. While nations are lost in the deep, I don't know why. Nobody told you they stole and fooled you.
If just one person shines, others will follow in line. As we board the greenhouse train, we'll say goodbye to acid rain. As we fight
so much better.
I cannot wait to do karaoke with these songs.
No, I want you to know they're all online ready for karaoke because they want you to be singing them more.
What bar? Right. Oh, maybe Audrey Denny.
Yeah, there you go.
The Audrey Denny bar.
But I got to tell you, she goes, the Glossier's the was about enough to send me over the edge. And I'm like, man, with a voice like that, you should really be doing mime.
Well, what about the global warming train? We've got to all get on the global warming train.
Yeah, yeah. We got to all stand in line.
And then we'll be united.
Classic. I have a second cut from that song that will be coming up. You will ultimately hear the entire song, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah.
Just a little spoiler alert there for you.
You know, the sad thing to me, Aaron and Dr. Willie Soon, is that there are so many Americans falling for this. You know, just like the polar bear issue. That there are still people out there saying, oh, the polar bears are dying.
That you got to save the polar bears.
Yeah, that is a fallacy. In fact, Dr. Willie Soon, who we've got on the great radio show that we've got today, has done studies also on polar bears.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And he is heading to...
I published 3 papers. And I really, really
not
hate that.
Paper.
I don't have to write this damn thing. But then it's so crazy that these people lie so much. No, it's the lies, actually. It's the lies and the pretension that makes me, you know, have to be clear in my head. So in some sense, it's a form of therapy for me. I have to write it and then to sort of state some of the clear facts and try to seek way to understand, you know, the real reasoning behind any of this question. I mean, for example, one of my most well-quoted thing, they attack me, but then they really doesn't understand that the joke is on them, really. When I make a strong statement that ice is the ultimate enemy for polar bear, and they got really angry and they thought that, oh, we got him, man, we got him, he's such a fool for saying such a stupid statement, everybody would disagree with this guy. But then this is when they're afraid of me being hurt, of course, because I can explain why I say that. It's very clear.
That's really awkward.
The first question you want to ask is, how many polar bears do you want? 1 million? 1 billion? And then if you want a lot of that, you better make sure that your ocean is slightly warm, actually. Because only the warm ocean can support the food chain. The way from something called zooplankton, so small in millimeter size, all the way to a healthy ocean system with enough fish, which then ultimately lead to ring seal and so on and so forth, where the polar bear really like to eat ring seal, obviously. So this is the kind of stuff. And then when we study the nutritional needs for polar bear, by the way, working with some polar bear biologists who actually want to work with me, of course, so we assess the energy need. Yes, they also eat, actually, berries, you know, during summertime when they come on land. And then one time, guys from American Natural History Museum couldn't get their paper published because they simply wrote a statement because they went and observed this polar bear in Svalbard in Norway. And they would find that this polar bear, instead of killing birds, they actually were eating the eggs for the bird, from the bird. So, they evaluate the nutritional value of that. It's quite high. Now, so they actually reach a conclusion that this is actually a very nutritious stuff for the polar bear. Instead of wasting energy fighting the bird, you know, like more calorie loss. So they eat the eggs and it's kind of sufficient. Oh, people won't let the paper publish. These are all crazy stuff in the world that why do I have to care about who published polar bear papers on all this normal question that you ask, you pose, and then you try to answer.
That's what I've been
But the
saying.
Scientific community is so unhealthy now, it's all talking nonsense. And then when I make a statement like polar bear, ice is the ultimate enemy, because the real serious question to ask, if you care about polar bear in terms of evolutionary history, by the way, polar bear come from the biological family of brown bear, right? And that diversion, that lineage came off about actually 200,000 years ago. And during 130,000 years ago or 20,000 years ago, there was a time called the Eemian, which is the warm interglacial, which is much warmer than even the current warm period now. And polar bear was thriving, obviously, during warm period. What are you talking about? I mean, the puzzle is actually where polar bear live during the last glacial maximum, where the ice is 3 miles thick, a few miles thick, you know, over northern Canada and, you know, on all these various places where their habitat are now today, right? So, in some sense, why don't we ask this question? And then they say this tiny amount of global warming going to kill all the polar bear? Are you kidding me? And I don't know, God would only be my witness that how much hard work I do, I have to do this. All on my own time, on my own free time. You know, I'm not a busybody, really. I rather prefer not to do any of this. But the problem is no one stood out. No one came out and do this thing. Spend the energy researching the topic and then still get attacked, being called this and that. No wonder it really does take, I would say, decent soul like myself, who really care about this thing so much that I actually did something about this, rather than all the nonsense these people are pulling, right? Oh yeah, they come after me very seriously, attacking me, all this nonsense, you know?
And even trying to
pose a simple question, I wanted to answer the question. And I think I'm on the right track, by the way. I'm seriously on the right track. So I'm only telling them that you guys back off.
Yeah, and
you know,
and Willie,
you guys back off. I'm not backing off one inch.
They've tried to tie you to big oil and getting, which is a flat out lie. But that's the way they need to attack. They come up with lies so that real facts get diminished, put aside, and then they get their propaganda out there, like polar bears are dying and the seas are rising and the glaciers are melting and we only have 12 years, now 11 years to act. And if we don't act sustainably, life as we know it will be uninhabitable and planet Earth will no longer exist as it does. And this is the scare tactic. And like you said in the beginning of the show, they're using people like Greta Thunberg, who's this, you know, 15-year-old, who every Friday says that she is not going to go to school. She is protesting. She's Sweden, right? In Sweden?
Yep.
And now did she get, Willie, the Nobel Prize?
Not yet. They nominated her. And she won a very big prize in France, by the way. You saw that 2 days ago. And, of course, she claims she's going to donate all the money. That's fine. I mean, she's sincere, but then she actually told. I mean, she clearly have a lot of issues in life, you know.
Well,
have all kinds of illnesses.
I saw her in December in Poland at the most recent United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change conference. She sat right in front of me in the panel discussion that the Trump administration had put on to talk about the mixed use of renewable energy as well as the reliable energy that we use, which is oil, gas, natural gas, as well as nuclear. The whole mix is what the Trump administration wants to use. And she was sitting right in front of me. And what was she carrying? A big, huge plastic bag full of goodies. And yet there's such hypocrites out there. Aaron, they are hypocrites. That's what I've noticed.
Yeah. I mean, those are the stuff that actually it works emotionally, but people need to understand also the facts that this, every time we leave, we're not killing the planet. Please, God, you know, I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, think about how humanity has come, right? We lifted so many billions of people out of poverty, really, through science and technology, really. I mean, there are always human innovation around that always solve problems in a very good way. Surely that one should not do a lot of this stuff in a deliberate sense. No one wants to pollute the air, so on and so forth, you know. In fact, poverty is the pollution, right? It's the poor people who cannot care for the environment. These basic economic issues, they also would not want to admit, right? Like this morning, I saw stuff about how the post-surgery death is causing poor people in Africa die simply because they claim, this is another agenda issue that's saying that, oh, they didn't get access to surgery. Excuse me. And then of course, poor doctors in Africa didn't get access to so-called checklist like an airline pilot do when they get on an airplane to avoid accident. That they say the rate is too high and unacceptable. But one of my good friend, Terry Gagnon, from Stanford, says that, you know, maybe that's not a problem at all. Checklist will be the last thing they worry about. I mean, it's actually about electricity, access to electricity, cheap and abundant electricity, where World Bank would not give them money if they were to build hydro dam and things like that. Wanted them to go renewable. Are you kidding me? And then transportation is another big issue in those areas. Never mind education. Terry, my friend, built through only like collecting money here and there, only $20,000 we can build a little high school for those kids in Sierra Leone, for example, things like that. And these people are still there to tell us, you know, about how these African kids have no access to all this stuff. It's actually caused mostly by them. I have another story to tell. It's one of my friends.
Hold on for two seconds, Willie. We've got to take a break here.
Sure.
And
sure.
Celebrate a little capitalism. On our way out, we'll play a little ode to your local nemesis. How about that? He who shall remain nameless.
Yes.
Who needs some serious mental health? That would be the clue there. That's the clue.
They call me a prostitute. So. Excuse me.
So let's throw down. What better place to do it than on the radio?
Call me a gigolo or something, you know what I mean? Call me a prostitute.
So we'll give it right back to him. You are listening to We the People. We're talking with Dr. Willie Soon. Debbie Bacigalupi is my co-host today, and I will be right back. You can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
Chiquilita.
Neither of those was the one I thought. So we'll play it after. We'll play it on our next break. The Ode to Your Nemesis is still pending. It's in the hopper, as they say. So, Dr. Soon, seriously, when you have to deal with these people, especially online, I know that you have pretty good protection or cover or whatever you want to call it from Heartland. The Heartland Institute was basically where I pulled all the information that I put on our page for today. And they have you guys have done a great job on there in a lot of categories, but yours is really detailed. And all the information about them calling you they don't use prostitute, though. I guess that's reserved for your special nemesis. But they have in here that there's a lot of stuff online, and here are the facts. And it goes on for pages.
Oh, yeah. Because you have to remember, Erin, you may not know the history. For many, many years, they've been coming after me because, again, I've been in this business for a long time. And I would say the first 10 years, I didn't want to speak out. I just keep my own business and quiet, so you would never hear me. And then the last 20 years, it's the conscience. And also, maybe because I have young kids now, I'm really worried about their future too as well, just like any good parent. That, you know, how can the world be like this? And then, plus that I really do know the subject. I often told Al Gore, by the way, I also have opportunity to post Al Gore a question and that sort of thing. And you think you can run faster than me? I mean, if it were to be true, I am completely for the truth. I will tell the truth, nothing but the truth. And what I found out is that basically all you guys are lying. That's what it is. That's the problem. So the problem is you step away. Because liars lose. You just have to go away. Shut up. Do some, or just go and dig a hole. That's your problem. It's not mine. But then you don't go around trying to insist that we are liar and turn it around. This is why they are very angry with me, because I wouldn't say anything less. And they got in a lot of heated. So they've been trying to get me down through my official work, which is, of course, at the prestigious place that I don't even want to say it, because they don't want me to say it. And then so they come through Freedom of Information Act. It's Greenpeace, actually. And the whole institution that's been there for so long, and they're willing to give my email away for Greenpeace. And we are a scientific institution. We're not a chit-chat political group or social group of any kind. And this is astrophysics, for God's sake. And I'm a very serious scientist, you know. I earn my status, my way, because I study very hard. I do nothing but just learn about this subject. And I don't mean to fight anybody. Whatever the conclusion is, I'll just say it. But then you're not going to stop me from saying my conclusion when I really, really found the results and stuff like that. So they've been coming after me for a long time, almost 10, 15 years now. This is why in 2015, one of those fateful days in February, this Greenpeace finally was able to get through New York Times, colluding with them, supplying everything to New York Times. Front page of Sunday New York Times. No wonder it's serious. Accusing me for, of course, essentially taking money to fulfill this so-called contract with all this fossil fuel company. The money never come to me. The money come to the institution. And then when they realize that it is the institution that signed the contract, and I have no ability to negotiate any contract with anybody, and they realize they're wrong, actually. I didn't do anything. I just simply, as a scientist who do my research work, and then they use this New York Times, which, of course, even get Reverend Al Sharpton and a bunch of these world-famous people who come up to me.
Who's obviously a masterful scientist.
Oh, you guys know that the other guy is a famous one. Is called the Young Turks, that guy from Turkey. That actually, supposedly, people say that he's the guy who built up AOC, right?
Yeah, the Young Turks.
To win the election in New York.
And Willie, she and people in this area should know and understand that this is part of the Justice Democrat movement that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or I call her Alexandria O-Communist, our congressman here in District 1 of California is running again against a Justice Democrat. And these people, I'm going to say it, Aaron, are wicked. They're wicked. They do not use science.
Got a song for that.
Oh, you do? Oh, awesome. They do not use science. They use feelings and emotions and bars to get to people, you know, to take out our congressmen that we've been able to count on, that we rely on. And their goal is these Young Turks, part of Justice Democrats, Bernie Sanders, I mean, they're all connected, is to take over the United States and push us into, I'm sorry, I'm going to say it, Marxism, communism, the social engineering plan to take down America. And if we don't do what you've done, Willie, which is stand, take a stand, get the facts, start, you know, educating, communicating, and do not hibernate out there. Educate, communicate, do not hibernate. Uh-huh. And activate your base, activate your people, you know, and oh, gosh, I feel the frustration. In fact, I just want to use this opportunity to insert how much Dr. Willie Soon loves America. Obviously, he's not from America with his thick accent. He's from Malaysia. But he loves America so much, Aaron, that
but
he...
But your accent actually makes everything sound funnier.
He loves America so much that he named... He's got three kids, and they're named Benjamin, Franklin, and Elizabeth. Isn't that cute?
That is awesome.
Yeah. Because he loves America, and he sees, Willie, he's very proud of you, Willie.
Saves from the polar bear hunters.
Oh, yeah, we are very, very proud. Ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, and
this is my native country now, definitely.
Proud to have you.
If there is a war, if I'm still able to fight, I would even go fight. That's what it is. I'm not going to be the kind who just talk, and then I hate all this talk. It's just a waste of time. If you want to do something, you just do it right. You know, no if or but about this. And then so many people good people have died for this country, in the sense that to stand up for all this freedom that you got, it's just not free at all. It's just so many crazy stuff. Indeed, I mean, don't want to go too far on that road, but I tell you, my role is still better to be a scientist, in the sense that I couldn't say that I'm a good educational or a good teacher, but then I have to tell you, I got information. I mean, Debbie can be the witness, because I sent her a pile of stuff on the forest fire. I mean, that took me only 3 days, so I don't mind that, really. But it does take a lot of work and keen mind to pull out all this information, to try to understand wildfire, how does it occur, why does it occur, where does it occur, blah, blah, blah. Instead of just all the time about fear, right? And then without any basic understanding of how nature works itself, you know, with human play a big role in this fire stuff.
Well, they're
blaming it on climate change.
Of
wildfire, for example, you know, how much oxygen do you need? I mean, oxygen, as you all know, is about 20%, 21% now, right? If you were to go below 15%, it will never light up, actually. In the past, you don't get that situation when oxygen was not there. So in that sense, of things like that, you got to start thinking about it clearly. And all kinds of, by the way, CO2, rising CO2, this burning combustion fuel will actually reduce the oxygen, so maybe it's helping this, you can even argue it's helping less forest fire, right, if you wish. I mean, but again, the kind of stuff that these people are pulling, it's just completely no consistency, no nothing, it's just pure marketing. Again, I have to remind ourselves we're fighting marketing, so we have to be a lot smarter than that. And really, we need more people to be able to take some of this basic information and not be afraid. Please don't accept the notion that you cannot understand things. You can easily understand a lot of this basic stuff. Science is just science. It's like life. It's not that difficult at all. As long as you know how to add two numbers together, I'm sure you know a lot of this basic stuff. You can put it down to some easy to understand way. This is why part of the problem early days when I used to go to Washington, D.C. a lot, thinking that I can make an impact on policy. It turns out that whole Washington, D.C. is swamp land, completely run by lawyers. Lawyers who also kind of afraid of science and afraid, so insecure. They are worried about us taking, but they meet the wrong guy because I don't care about anything. All I care is that something works in a good way, an honest way. These people are all scared of me in some sense because they're scared of me providing too much facts. Oh, they say it's all science argument. Just like there's one famous guy named Bjorn Lomborg from Denmark who's really number one favorite child of the so-called quote-unquote climate denier movement, right? Because the guy is so damn smart. Talking about, oh, it's about prioritizing our money and all that stuff, and then accepting that this CO2 gonna kill us all anyway. I mean, first of all, we better answer the question, is CO2 will be able to kill us all?
Yeah.
That's why we need science. That's why I never agree with him in public. I even wrote many articles against him, and people on our side continue to worship this guy like he's God. It's so bad, you know, because once you buy and sell into that kind of fake solution, fake kind of a negotiation scheme, because science is non-negotiable in that sense. It's about facts, about truth. It's a very...
We're going to have to take a hard break here. And Ashley will park the news in there when she finalizes this. Here is the ode to your arch nemesis. We finally got it.